I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 17th. Two Braintree residents have been indicted for running illegal casinos in Quincy and Boston. The Attorney General's office says that 50-year-old Zhu Tan Zhang and 55-year-old Shi Rong Li have been running the illegal casinos at 299 Newport Avenue in Quincy, which is Quincy Taekwondo, right across from the Wollaston T station, and on Oxford Street in Boston's Chinatown for the past 2 years. Officials seized slot machines, gaming tables, and unstamped tobacco products. Officials say the suspects purchased out-of-state and international cigarettes worth $6 million without paying taxes. Authorities also seized $141,000 in cash. The couple also reportedly underreported on their 2022 and 2023 tax returns to the tune of about $1 million. In all, the suspects face 15 charges of money laundering, tax evasion, and illegal gambling. The Quincy Planning Board has unanimously approved of a plan to tear down the Wollaston Lutheran Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston and build a new church with a social service community center, an educational facility with parking for 6 vehicles. The complex will also include 3 one-bedroom apartments for the pastor and the pastor's visitors. Some residents of the nearby Fenno House expressed concern about traffic and parking impacts, as well as construction disruption. The plan was approved unanimously last night after several public hearings were held. A gun and some drugs were seized and 2 people arrested after a search warrant was executed in North Quincy on Monday. Quincy and Boston police made the arrests in the area of Arlington and Mount Ida Streets in North Quincy Monday afternoon. Police confiscated a loaded handgun, ammunition, crack cocaine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Facing charges are 32-year-old Francis Jean Felix and 32-year-old Jason Holly, both of Dorchester. Suspects face firearm and drug violations in Dorchester District Court. A national real estate developer has purchased the former Armstrong flooring manufacturing site in Braintree. A Braintree town councilor says Trammell Crow has signed a purchase and sale agreement for the 29-acre site and will likely be developing multifamily housing. The councilor says the property will likely be divided into 3 separate lots, with 2 of the lots containing up to 325 homes per lot, and the 3rd lot containing about 102 homes. He says the average will be 25 homes per acre. The councilor says the developer still has to complete a traffic study and economic impact report and says the plans are still in the early phases. Property has sat mostly vacant for 30 years. It also contains 2 rail lines, a river, and some wetlands. Project will include building demolition and contaminated soil cleanup. A 20-year-old Weymouth man's been arrested for vandalizing a Tesla truck parked at a charging station in Hingham last weekend. Brendan Thomas Mullen is charged with malicious damage to a motor vehicle. He was released after posting $1,000 cash bail and scheduled to be arraigned yesterday in Hingham District Court. Last Sunday, a man called police to report his truck had been vandalized while it was parked at a charging station in the Station Street parking lot, a public lot owned by the town of Hingham. The owner told police the security feature on his Tesla Cybertruck alerted him that someone damaged his truck, and it was recorded on video. The video reportedly showed a man, later identified as Mullen, walk in front of the truck, then walk to the passenger side, put a key in one hand, and run it along the passenger side. The passenger side front and rear door were scratched. The man that got into another car in the next space and drove away. Mullen agreed to come to the police station Tuesday, where he was arrested. Authorities are investigating after a suspect allegedly tried using a ladder to break into an apartment complex in broad daylight yesterday in Randolph. Officers responding to a report of a breaking and entering in progress in the area of 6000 Avalon Drive at about 12:45 p.m. saw a suspect fleeing in a vehicle when they got to the scene. Officials say the responding officers briefly pursued the vehicle but broke it off due to safety concerns. Description of the vehicle was not available. Investigators say the suspect used a ladder to try to gain access to the second floor of the luxury apartment complex. There were no reports of anything taken. Police are asking anybody with information about the incident to come forward. Well, back in February, Governor Mara Healey reversed course and paused the closure of the Pappas Rehabilitation Hospital for Children in Canton after heavy pushback from the hospital's supporters. Just a month before, however, Healey had said the century-old hospital would close, citing an aging infrastructure and state budget concerns. The hospital sits on 160 acres in Canton and has not only classrooms and dorm rooms, but also a basketball court, a horse track, and a boat dock on a nearby lake. Families and staffers praise the collaborative care they say is tailored to every student's needs. The community is now getting a plan with state representatives to save Pappas Rehab and to gain more support on Beacon Hill. However, some families say they are still seeing signs of Pappas being phased out. Check up business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 699 points. The NASDAQ fell 516. The S&P lost 120. Asian stocks mostly rose despite the continued fretting over President Trump's trade war, with all eyes on negotiations that just began between the administration and Japan. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $63 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox shut out Tampa Bay 1-0. They'll be hosting the White Sox at Fenway tomorrow night at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny, breezy, and a high of 58 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 38. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and warmer, high of 66. Saturday, right now, looks beautiful, partly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. And on Sunday, sun and clouds, high of 65. With the boater, waves about 2 feet. West winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and a high tide at 3:17 p.m. Sunrise 5:59, sets at 7:27. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Friday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy update for Thursday, April 17th.